The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
And now it's time for the talk of the Northwest, the 9 to noon show with Greg Hughes on Highland Radio.
Yes, indeed. Hello and a very good morning. It's 4 minutes past nine. You're very welcome along to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. We are in for 3 hours of treats for you. Very shortly, we've got the Odyssey's band. They're going to be performing live for us. Four very talented young people, so we're looking forward to hearing from them. We also have loads of prizes to give away today. We've got vouchers for McGee's Pharmacy, Joe McGee Butchers, I beg your pardon, McGurk's Golf. We've got a voucher for O'Donnell's Fuels, a 50-euro shop LK voucher, and so much more besides. And our lines are open for you right now. We aren't going to be talking anything too serious over the next couple of days, because it is Christmas week, of course, but we still want to hear from you. Maybe you want to pass on a Christmas wish to someone, say hello to someone special. Maybe you're home for Christmas and you want to have a chat and say hello and tell us about life, wherever you're spending it is like. Whatever it is, folks, it's up to you. We're going to do a bit of a light-hearted paper review this morning. Normally it's a bit more serious, isn't it? But today we're going to ease off a little bit and see what's in the papers that might make us smile. And it always does in the Donegal News. Members of the Donegal GEA team paid their annual Christmas visit to the paediatric department at Letterkenny University Hospital last Friday. They met with patients, their families and the hardworking staff to sprinkle a little festive magic. The children were presented with selection boxes and footballs, kindly sponsored by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Donegal captain Patrick McBurty was among the players involved in the visit. He said he was happy to play his part. A lovely Christmas for this family in the Irish Times this morning. An odds-defying baby boy who weighed only 1 pound, 10 ounces at birth is set for his first taste of Christmas dinner after having a feeding tube removed just ahead of the festive seasons. Doctors feared Jarla Ace would not survive long when he was born prematurely at 25 weeks in the Royal Maternity Hospital in Belfast last October, but he's since confounded expectations to overcome multiple serious health issues, including a brain hemorrhage shortly after birth. Jarla has undergone 5 operations and spent a total of 127 days in hospital before finally being discharged to the family home near Dungannon in County Tyrone. And he's looking happy and he's looking healthy and he's going to enjoy his first Christmas at home. It's a tough time of the year, potentially, for people out there today. So there's always hope, and it's in the Irish Daily Star this morning. A woman who's called to the Samaritans changed her life for the better has urged others to reach out for their support if they need help this Christmas. Roisin Lynham, 34, from County Galway, turned to the suicide prevention charity when she was at her lowest point, giving her the strength to carry on. She said, "I have had depression and anxiety for most of my life. There was a time at my lowest that I turned to the Samaritans for help. They spoke to me so kindly and gave me the strength to take the next step in my recovery. Since that day, my life's improved so much. Samaritans helped me go from surviving to thriving. I'm happy I can give back after all they gave me. Christmas can be such a high pressure and highly emotional time of the year." So she's looking forward to Christmas, which is great. Jelly is back, in case you were wondering. This is in the Irish Sun this morning. Jelly has wobbled back on the menu as the year's surprise hit dessert. I find this hard to believe, but anyway. The colourful puddings have made a big comeback thanks to Generation Z, with recipes going viral online in 2024. One Instagram account, Adventures in Jelly, has racked up more than 60,000 followers. Supermarkets have had a surge in shoppers buying jelly cubes, while some vintage suppliers said it enjoyed a 500% increase in sales of jelly molds last month. Believe it or believe it not. Now, this is in the Irish Daily Mirror. And apparently 1 in 5 families have left a slice of pizza out for Santa after forgetting to buy cookies. This is like sounds like something could have happened in my house back in the day. The research was ordered by Oreo, which has teamed up with Deliveroo for an SOS cookie delivery service. I'm not sure it's going to be available here. A spokesperson says, "Don't let Santa down this year with a disheveled piece of toast and share something he'll actually want. You can be sure he'll be back next year." And some people maybe lose the run of themselves at Christmas. A pot noodle superfan has decided, or decked out, sorry, his home in decorations devoted to his favourite snack, even the Christmas tree. Can you imagine living with Dean Pugh? He's 56. He's munched through more than 4,700 pots in his lifetime. His tree is covered in pot noodle Christmas crackers and rare discontinued pots. Dean of Pershore, UK, said, I thought it would be a bit of fun. Although the wife doesn't quite agree. I would be out of the house. I'm sorry, Dean. You're probably a lovely fella. And apparently you're all loaded. Finishing with this one. It's in the Irish Independent. The pile of savings that Irish households are keeping in banks already standing at over 156 billion euro. This is just regular Irish people. Well, not regular necessarily, but, you know, these aren't businesses. This is private savings. Well, it's set to grow further as the population ages, a leading central bank economist has pointed out. Households saved 14.1% of their incomes in the last quarter. The trend of putting away extra money began during COVID, but has continued since, with the savings rate averaging around 14% since the middle of 2022. So 165 billion euro in savings in this country. But if you're lucky enough to have savings, and I wish I was, make sure you put it into a savings account, because apparently there's millions upon millions upon millions of euro being lost because people have their money sitting in regular current account savings accounts or current accounts, and they're getting minimal, if any, interest on that. But anyway, listen, I'm delighted for you. It's 165 billion. All right, it is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. I'll tell you more about the great prizes and stuff we've got coming up over the next 2 hours and 50 minutes. But we're going to be joined by the Odysseys band very shortly. So we'll take a break, stay tuned, and we'll be right back. And I have with me in studio the Odysseys band, Finlay Sheridan, age 12. He's on the drums over here to my right. We also have Dara Doherty, age 13. He's on lead guitar. Dylan Gallagher, age 13. He's on guitar too. Xavier Simmons, aged 11. On the bass. Right. Dylan, you're singing first, are you?
Yes. Or
you are. Come here. How long have you been playing together?
We've been playing since January time this year.
Yeah? And how did you all get to know each other, or what's the relationship there?
So, me and Finlay, we live beside each other, and we went to the same school, and then we just formed a band, and yeah.
And what kind of stuff are you playing together? Are you doing covers? Are you writing anything? Just having fun? What's the story?
We're just playing some Nirvana songs and Oasis. Yeah.
So good influences, anyway.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. And are you gigging at the moment? I think you have played a number of gigs already, haven't you? So this isn't your first rodeo, so to speak.
Yeah, we've been playing a few in Rathmullen and Letterkenny.
And in terms of your guidance that you get, and you've got family members, haven't you, that are very musical and they're helping you out. I think it's Finlay's mum and dad, Daniel and Rachel, that are helping you with the work that you're doing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll chat a wee bit more, but you're going to play a couple of songs for us, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you want to do first?
We're going to play Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Brilliant, okay. Well, hey, lads, whenever you're ready.
Falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, loving, understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties and celebrations, people dancing on our thong. Time for presents and exchanging kisses. Time for singing Christmas songs. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find my girl underneath that mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Room is swaying, records playing, all the old songs we love to hear. Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend a year. We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath that mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight. Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow, well done, lads. Like that. Punky kind of sound to it. Brilliant. How long have you been practicing that one? Is that particularly... I can't imagine you played that in Rathmullen in the summer.
We've been playing that song since, like, the beginning of Christmas.
All right, brilliant. Yeah. Well done. I like it. It's got a... it's kind of like... anyway, I shouldn't try and remember names. It never works. All right, brilliant. Sounds fantastic. Right, who's going to sing the next one? Oh, you are. Well, you can swap seats with this fella. If that's all right. And you're Dara?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Come here, Dara. How long have you been playing the guitar? You're the oldest or one of the oldest of the crew. You and Dylan are the two old boys in the crew. How long have you been playing the guitar?
6 years now.
Wow. Okay. And is it all electric or acoustic?
Acoustic and electric, yeah.
All right, okay. And who's your musical influences?
There's a lot.
Go on, give us some names.
Kurt Cobain.
Right. So there is a big Nirvana buzz in the band, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to give us the, maybe just like the opening 20 seconds of Smell Like Teen Spirit? Or would that be a bit... Shall we do it for the crack? Go on. No? Well, the guitar has to go first, doesn't it? Listen, I just wanted the drummer to come into his own a little bit, right? Rather than doing Shaking Stevens, which is brilliant. Really enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. Right, so Suede next, is it then?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, then whatever you're ready.
It's the time where every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does he turn up on his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day? So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. Are you waiting for the family to arrive? Are you sure you have the room to spare and tie? Does your granny always tell you that the old songs are the best? Now she's up and rock and rolling with the rest. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. What will you like to do if he sees your mommy kissing Santa Claus? And hanging up the stockings on the wall. It's the time where every Santa has a ball. Does your granny always tell you that the old songs are the best? Now she's up and rock and rolling with the rest. So here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
Here it is, Merry Christmas, everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun.
All right, well done, boys. That was your version of Suede's Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for calling up, lads. Enjoy your Christmas now. That's the hard work done. What do you think? You happy enough?
It's a bit early in the morning. We're singing Hey Sam again.
It is. No, it was good. It's good. I like it. We just pretend it was intentional. No, it was fantastic. Well done. Right. Thanks so much for preparing those two songs for us, lads. It was really, really good. And stick together. Because you never know what you might achieve. All right, Odyssey's bands, Finlay Sheridan, age 12, Dara Doherty, age 13, Dylan Gallagher, age 13, Xavier Simmons, is that how you pronounce it? It is Xavier, lovely name. Thank you so much, all 4 years. Have a fantastic Christmas, lads, and only formed in January 2024, and I'm sure big 2025 for you. Thanks so much indeed for that. Back after these. Now, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We are going to be giving away some prizes over the course of this morning as well. We've got a 50-euro voucher for McGee's Pharmacy, Letterkenny, a 50-euro voucher for Joe McGee Butchers in Letterkenny Shopping Centre, 50-euro voucher for McGurk's Golf, Letterkenny, and a 50-euro voucher for O'Donnell's Fuels, Crawley, Illustrin and Kilmacrennan, and a 50-euro voucher for Shop LK. Now, we're going to be giving these out in various different ways. We'd love to hear your happy Christmas story, by the way. If you'd come on and tell us that, I'll guarantee you something. So if you have a nice, uplifting story for Christmas, get in touch with us. It's 07491 25000. And also, we have a competition running as well where we'll invite you on, ask a couple of questions. We'll have a bit of fun with it, all right? We're not going to be too hard on you, right? If you get on air, you probably will do all right. What do you think, Caroline? Also, if you want to maybe take part, answer a couple of simple questions on air, WhatsApp or text 086 60 25000, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 07491 25000. We've loads of live music on the show today. We like to support young people on this program as well, and our next guest is Gemma McGonigal. She's just 16 years of age. She's a student of her own, Trudy O'Donnell's, so she's going to be coming in and singing a wee song for us a little later on. And we're also going to be counting down your top five famous Christmas or favourite Christmas songs as well. Now, because of the way streaming works, we're going to have to mute when we're playing pre-recorded music, but you won't worry about that, will you? You'll be okay. Stick where you are, because you're going to get live music whether you're listening to the radio or watching the stream shortly. Well done, boys. You're an inspiration, says the listener. That's for the Odyssey band. The Donovans in Malvern, Worcestershire, are wishing the Odyssey a great Christmas, looking forward to some fishing in the Swilly and splitting the G with the Gallaghers in the new year. Where did the splitting the G come from? I don't drink Guinness, so I've never even attempted that. Although, never say never. Right, okay, now we have Gemma McGonigal in with us now. Hi, Gemma, how are you getting on?
Hello, good. How are
Thanks
you?
So much for joining us. It's tough asking you guys to come in and sing so early in the morning. And I think you have a wee doze as well, don't you?
Yeah.
So, we'll be okay. All right, so you're just 16 years of age and you're a student of Trudy O'Donnell's in Mulroy College.
Yeah.
And you're studying music.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant stuff. It's your passion, I take it.
Yep.
And what age did you start sort of taking an interest in performing a bit?
Well, I've always been singing, but I started to learn guitar. I bought a guitar with my confirmation money.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much just been playing since then.
All right, okay. And your big inspiration would be the Cranberries, would it?
Yes.
All right, okay. And Dolores would be a hero of yours then, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. What's your favourite Cranberry song?
Oh, I like all of them, but Dreams and Linger, maybe.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Say you do a good version of Linger, do you? I won't put that on you now because we haven't planned for that. Right, okay. And what, in terms of studying music, Gemma, what does, is that to become a music teacher? Or is it, I don't know, what?
Well,
just pursue your passion and see where it goes. I mean, you're only 16, you can't be making too many big decisions. But you know it's going to be something to do with the art, something to do with music.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, okay. Right, so we'll get a song off you, if that's all right. Which do you want to do first? Because you're going to do two for us.
Yep, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well, this is Gemma McGonagall, 16 years of age, a student at Moy Roy College. And this is her take on Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Whenever you are ready.
Thank you.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Well done, Gemma. I would have gone, you did brilliant on the last note. I think it was me at this time of morning. I'd have gone, way. But you knocked it out of the park. Fantastic stuff. Do you perform, Gemma, or like, I presume you get involved with the school stuff,
yep.
Do you?
Yeah. Yep. We're singing flat out this week with choirs in school and.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. And you're like everyone else, you've a bit of a dose, don't
yep.
you?
Yeah.
I have a bit of a dose. Not me, it's Aisling I'm talking about. But anyway, come here. you did fantastic. Do we need a nasal cleanse or are we good to go?
I think we're okay.
And come here, would you like to perform live? Like, you know, in on stage? Is that where you see yourself?
Yeah, maybe.
In the future?
I don't know. I've thought about it, but we'll just see.
Yeah, and do you think you'd be good in a band or are you a bit of a solo?
Oh, I don't know. I like singing with other people too, harmonising and stuff. But
all your options open, yeah. Fantastic. Right, okay, so that was a lovely version of Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. You did your own wee style on that, which was lovely. And Silent Night now is next for us. What version of this are you performing?
Well, it's kind of, I'm going to do a verse in Irish, then a verse in English, and then verse in Irish again.
Brilliant stuff, so yeah. A bilingual version of it.
Yep.
All right, Gemma McGonagall, take it away. This is her version of Silent Night.
Tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Well done, Gemma. Thank you so very much indeed. And that's it now. You can chill for Christmas.
Thank right? you.
That's all your singing done. Although I'm sure you'll end up singing an awful lot on Christmas Day and St. Stephen's Day every day, won't you?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant stuff. Listen, thank you so very much indeed for calling in. You did
can
fantastic.
Can I give a wee shout out?
You can do whatever you want, Gemma. It's Christmas. Who do you want to say hello to?
I want to say hi to my Auntie Marion Kerry. She's always really good to me and always brings the joy.
Brilliant stuff. And the presents.
Yep.
It's not just about that. And your mum's here too?
Yep, she is, right there.
Is that it?
Thanks, Mummy. Love you so much.
All right, Auntie, you're in. Okay, listen, thanks so very much. And Mulroy College have gone on the Facebook page, whoever's running that, to say, so proud of our students, Gemma and Dylan. Dylan was on with us a little earlier on, so okay, it's all Mulroy College. So again, thank you very much to Gemma McGonagall, who did a fantastic job there. Really appreciate it. And I want loads of texts and comments coming in today, because we spend a lot of the time talking about very important issues, and quite rightly so. And this is an opportunity for us to chill out a little bit and just share the Christmas spirit, the Christmas buzz. Let me see, actually, here's a lovely message. A big hello to Caden. Hi, Caden. Hiya, Mason. And hiya, Billy. They're helping Nanny wrap some presents in the kitchen in Remalton. Caden, Mason and Billy, it's good to have you listening to the 9 till noon show. Normally it's school, but not now. You're off for the rest of the year. So proud of our students, Gemma and Dylan. Well done, guys, and a happy Christmas to the Highland team. That's another one for Mulroy. Really appreciate it. Okay, we're going to be joined in studio. In fact, I am, but we have to take a break first. Keelan Gillespie, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
How are you getting on?
Hi, good.
Good stuff. And also Jack Blee, how are you, Jack?
I'm brilliant.
It's good to have you in studio. How are you keeping?
Oh, brilliant. What about you?
I'm doing good. We met before, didn't we? Just over a year ago, you were down at the Letterkenny Library. You were involved in the debating competition.
Yeah, we were.
Did you win?
Nah, sure,
I
was the youngest.
That's my fault. I was a judge, wasn't I?
I was the youngest person there, so I'm
not. But you did fantastic. And was it about voting rights, isn't it? Was it something like that? Were you old enough to vote or something?
Yeah.
Powerful. Good stuff. Well done. We got a picture too, didn't we?
Ah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, okay. Good stuff. Right, okay. Jack, what's the crack with you? Glad to be away from school?
Oh, yeah. Thanking God I'm away from school.
And Keelan, what about you?
Ah, it's good. I had a bit off.
Yeah, you've got big plans, haven't you?
Skiing.
Skiing in January. Off to Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And Lewis Harold, who's part of this trio, he's going skiing as well, is he?
Yeah, but he just couldn't make it here today.
That's all right, just to give him a mention, because it was 3 years in it. Have you any holiday plans, Jack?
Sit around, eat celebrations, and just open presents.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm looking to do. Right, okay, so, Keelan, I'll stick with you. Why did the 3 years you, Lewis and Jack, come together to raise money?
So we did a thing for my granddad, who was in the oncology ward, and they took very good care of him, so we just wanted to give him a big thanks and raise a bit of money for them.
And what did you do?
We sold raffle tickets at the Panto. We were selling sweets and a raffle, and then all the money then went to the oncology ward.
Brilliant. So Jackie's had to work with, I presume you had to work with Colin Malone, who runs the Ballarat out there.
Yeah.
He was happy enough for you to help you and support the tickets. You selling the tickets.
Big thank you. We would not have sold as much raffle tickets if it wasn't for him. He's such a big help. And just big thank you to all the Baller staff. They were all so kind, so polite. just really thankful for them.
Yeah, and Dale College too. They helped us out a lot.
That's where my mum works, and they give a lot of money there, and they give us a lot of presents, like, for the raffle.
Brilliant. So you had to, firstly, it's a lot, isn't it? Isn't it? You have to gather up the stuff.
Yeah.
Then you have to get the tickets and...
have to make the hampers, get the raffle tickets, and then whenever somebody buys a raffle ticket, you have to get their name and phone number.
All right. And Keenan, was it hard to rope in Lewis and Jack?
No, they did a lot of good work.
Good man.
Especially Jack and Lewis, like, they did a good bit, and I just sat there.
Oh, you're the foreman, like, you're just saying, right, Jack, right, Lewis, we need this. Is that how it was, Jack?
Nah, I feel like everyone put in their shift, because it was for a good cause, and just, you know, it's a sad place to be at Christmas time, and, you know, just trying to help out any way we can.
Yeah, of course. And Kevin's your granddad, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's been receiving treatment from the oncology ward over the past few months.
Yeah.
I suppose, too, for young people like yous, you know, you're learning a lot, aren't you, Keelan? Do you know what I mean? You're learning that, you know, sometimes we get a bit sick and sometimes the hospital has to come in and make us better again.
Yeah, but the oncology ward did a lot of work on him.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. And how's he getting on now?
He's doing good now, I think. He's done his treatment now.
Brilliant stuff. All right. And it's Kevin Floyd, isn't it? So big hello to Kevin. And I hope your recovery is going really, really well. So all of this was to raise money for the oncology ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. And we're able to present a cheque, Keelan, because it was in the name of your granddad.
Yeah.
So how much did you raise?
€680.
This is why I'm given notes. €680. That's a nice nice check, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when did he hand it over, Jack?
We handed it over, was it last week, yeah?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Brilliant. So that goes a long way to... I'm sure they were really grateful to receive it, were they?
Yeah, definitely. Such a good... They were putting so much unseen work, and they need a reward sometimes.
Yeah.
So near Christmas time.
Excellent stuff.
Especially... Stephanie Brady, she did a lot of work with my granddad.
Yeah.
And she deserves a big thank you as well.
Stephanie Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's great staff down there, isn't it? And they're often working long hours over Christmas as well to make sure everyone's...
Everyone in oncology ward are just brilliant. They're so kind.
Yeah, okay. And is this it now? Have you got the buzz for it? Are you going to do another fundraiser or something now, do you think, or what? Something, who's to say?
Possibly, yeah. You know, we'll look for opportunities and see where we can help.
Jack, what year are you in now in school?
I am in second year.
All right, brilliant stuff. And Caelan, you too?
Yeah, I'm in second year,
right. All right, how was the year so far?
It's going well enough. Well, as far as school goes, like...
Like, it's school's a nightmare. But you do it and then that's it. You finish with it then.
Yeah.
Right, any idea what you want to do when you finish school?
I have no clue so far. But good. I wanna play rugby.
Yeah? Well, you're a big boy, like.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you actually play?
Yeah, of course.
All right, brilliant. How are you getting on?
Played all my life. I'm getting on brilliant, I.
Good stuff. Right, your ears are all right too, still.
Aye.
No cauliflower ears.
Got myself
yet.
A scrum cap there over the holidays.
Did you? Yeah, you'll need one of those. And, Caelan, have you skied before? Sorry, I'm fascinated you heading away skiing in Bulgaria in January.
No, I haven't skied yet, but Lewis's family has.
Right.
Aidan and Charlene.
So it's going to be a brilliant buzz.
Aye. Yeah. Good crack.
And apparently the crack, the skiing's great, but apparently all the crack around it's fantastic as well too. All right, listen, well done, lads. Is there anyone, and well done to Lewis as well. Lewis Harold is one of the three guys that helped raise €680. And they were selling tickets for hampers at the Bala Theatre, Panto Nights in Bala Buffet. Again, a big shout out to Colin Malone, who helped them great in that regard. And great support financially too, and in what you were doing from Deal College in Rafo. So, Keelan, anyone else you want to say hello to or thank?
I'd like to thank the parents, my mum, Colette and Charlene. They did a lot of work. Like, without them, wouldn't have been able to do all of it.
Brilliant. And what about you, Keelan? Jack, sorry.
I want to shout out here, me granny, my Nana Breach. Thank you.
She listens to the show.
She's always on this show, Highland Radio.
Yeah.
Hi, Nana.
Nana Breed. She likes this particular show or the whole station?
Just Highland Radio. She always has it on.
But she has a favourite show, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
But she's...
No, she has a favourite show.
This show.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay. You've done so well up until that point, Jack. It's always this show. That's the answer. Always this show.
Always the 9 till noon.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well done to you, lads. €680 is a fantastic amount to raise, and it's for a really good cause. And Keelan, I'm really glad that Kevin's doing well. Granddad Kevin's doing well.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic Christmas and enjoy the skiing.
Yeah.
Hopefully you come back with both ankles intact. And also, Jack, good to see you again.
Ah, you too.
Yeah, you. I haven't changed a bit, but you look more mature now in the space of a year.
Ah, thank you.
You've grown up a bit. Listen, thanks so very much indeed. And again, just a big shout out to Lewis Harold. Okay, lads, stay where you are. I'll just talk into the ad break then, and I'll let yous away. I just want to remind you that we have a quiz running on the show today. We've got some amazing prizes. So if you want to take part in the quiz, come on air and answer a few questions. Get in touch with us right now, 07491 25000. We've got vouchers for McGee's Pharmacies, Joe McGee Butchers, McGurk's Golf, O'Donnell's Fuels, and a €50 voucher for Shop LK. So all you have to do is come on air, answer a few simple questions, and you could win 07491 25000. Right, back with the second hour of the 9 till noon show after we take a break for the news and obituary notices.